Thank you, Mr. Chair. We obviously welcome this new section on ethical considerations. We think that this encapsulates the growing consensus around the need to, as you wrote in your paper, satisfy ethical considerations in responding to the risks and challenges posed by autonomous weapon systems. We do understand that ethics is not the central and primary consideration of our discussion on the development of the normative and operational framework in the same manner that that international humanitarian law is not. It is, however, a very important element. My distinguished colleague from the delegation of Ecuador will later present some specific textual suggestions on this section on behalf of the informal group of 10, which are based on the written submissions that we submitted earlier this month and with which the Philippine delegation is fully aligned. In my national capacity and in the spirit of interactive dialogue, I wish to contribute to the discussions that we have been having today. My first comment relates to the context of our discussions relevant to our mandate. I think the mandate is clear that we need to consider relevant ethical considerations. And I think the distinguished delegate from the United Kingdom that emphasized the importance of relevance in this regard and has also invited the group to consider the specific context relevant to our discussion today. My delegation can only agree, and we wish to characterize this specific context with a view to arriving at an identification of which relevant ethical considerations should we actually take into account. Now, some delegations have asserted that the relevant ethical consideration already exists in military ethics and that ethical standards already exist in general principles concerning the interaction among ethics and international humanitarian law. I have a full respect for this view, and I admire the eloquence with which these views have been articulated this morning. I'm afraid, however, that this perspective does not emanate from a full appreciation of the implications posed by autonomous weapon systems and their specificities. This perspective that they are trying to articulate this morning emanates from the assumption that we are dealing with the same conventional weapons that we have always been familiar with. The Philippines has stressed in our earlier intervention this week that to a significant degree, autonomous weapon systems is sui generis among all conventional weapons because of their transformative nature. The distinguished delegate from Brazil has explained this in technical detail, but I wish to reinforce this point in simpler terms. Autonomous weapon systems threaten to displace or weaken the centrality of human agency in the use of force. This, Mr. Chair, is unprecedented, and this is why ethical implications arising from the development of autonomous weapon systems are infinitely more pronounced than those that were posed by other conventional weapons, like blinding lasers or landmines, which are obviously equally deadly weapons, but simply the implications are more transformative. So let us not pretend that the current push for stronger expression of ethical consideration came out of nowhere. It emanates from the very specific concern that emanates exclusively from the nature of artificial intelligence. The second comment would be related to the discussion about the degree of subjectivity of ethics in relation to the more absolutist nature of law. There is a view that ethics is subjective and can vary from one culture to another, and we can only agree. And this is obviously a general truism, but it also ignores certain nuances that I think should be evident in our discussion. For instance, it ignores the fact that beyond the spectrums, beyond the cultural particularities and differences in the expression and articulation of ethics, there is broad agreement on the fundamental questions. And these fundamental questions stand the test of time. For example, the idea of, or the principle of the value of human life, the dignity of human life, these are all universal ethical principles that applies across all cultures and in all dimensions of time and space. So we agree that there are particularities, there are differences, but there are fundamental questions where there is absolute agreement. And we're not saying that everything in this paragraph is already are absolute values, but we think that In the context of our discussions, we have identified a very clear consensus on one fundamental principle, which is that it is unethical for humans to be reduced to mere data sets for machines to interpret. And based on this general agreement, we see a path to consensus. Maybe we're not there yet, but there is a path to consensus. And once again, you have provided us with a vehicle in the form of this standalone section to take us through this path. We see this path as the first step towards the development of ethics on the application of advanced technologies, a process that has already been taking place elsewhere. Private industry is already exploring this. UNESCO is already exploring this. We always say that we want to future-proof the CCW, but maybe we have to present-proof the CCW and make it more responsive to present realities, because quite frankly, we are being left behind. And on that basis, we do welcome your attempt to bring us there, Mr. Chair. So we fully support this standalone section. I thank you.